Harper Audio presents The Vampire with a Dragon Tattoo by Carolyn Sparks. Performed by Paula Costello. Chapter 1. Dougal Kincaid was not in a partying mood. As he entered the ballroom at Romatech Industries, his stomach churned. Too many people. The jarring noise of all their voices grated on his ears, and he dreaded the thought of participating in meaningless chatter. For centuries, he'd avoided these situations by playing the pipes, but those days were gone. That left him with one option for surviving the night. Blisky. Hopefully, the mixture of synthetic blood and whiskey would deaden his undead senses before he was confronted with the same questions he'd been hearing for the past 4 years. How's your new prosthesis? Can you still wield a sword? Will you be able to play the pipes again? He had a better question. How fast could he get drunk? He headed for the refreshment tables. They mean well, he reminded himself. It was the only way they knew how to show their concern. It was better than having no one who cared. But damn, he'd lost a hand, not his pride. A man was more than his hands. More than his music? His chest clenched with the familiar pang of grief. Without music, his soul felt half empty, and the half that remained was a sad melody of regret. The first refreshment table was covered with mortal snack food. He kept walking.
Hey man, what's up?
Phineas slapped him on the back.